We're in Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, a very long Arichos. We're up to everyone's favorite topic. L'makim Ofa Rima Bisai Leia, is pronounced? Page Kuf Dalet. L'makim Ofa Rima Bisai Leia, to the place of earth, decay, and worms. That's the idea of a person being mistakel b'shloisha devarim einat abali dechait. A person has to keep certain realities in mind, and hopefully that'll help him avoid aveira. And one of those is the immortality of a human being, and the fact that the body ends in a place that's basically means that the body is meaningless. The body in the human experience, it can't be all about the body. Because the body ends up in a state of decay. Aderech HaKosuv. Now he brings here a pasuk. I don't know if this sounds familiar or not. The pasuk is Kiselatom Loisamus, because their worms will not die. V'isham Loisichbe, and their fire will not be extinguished. Vayudei Ra'in L'chol Basar, they will be put to shame among all flesh. Where is that? Taftorah. We just read, really? We just had the Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh, of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And that's the last pasuk in the book of Yeshaya. The last pasuk in the book of Yeshaya, it ends. Now, we have a rule that books don't end with bad things. Right? A book is supposed to end happily ever after or something similar. Yeshaya, we have the same thing. But here it ends with this. Let's see the context in which it ends. Because the context is really, it's bad for the Rishon, but it's really meant in the following perspective. It talks about the period in which Mashiach will come. And the Jews will all come back to Yerushalayim, b'meher v'yameinu. V'ayim yidei chaydesh b'chadshayim yidei shabbos b'shabbatai yove kabosel shtachfos lefonai omer Hashem. Mashiach comes, it'll be Rosh Chodesh will once again be a Yom Tov, and Jews will come midei Shabbos b'Shabbatai, which could mean Yom Tov. Yom Tov nami ekri Shabbos. Yovei kabaslo shtachvayis lefanai amar Hashem, and all human beings will come to the Beis Hamikdash to bow before God. V'yotzuv, and when Jews will come together, yotzuv v'ro'u b'figrei ha'anoshim ha'poshim bi. In the time of Mashiach, when truth will be revealed, people will see the remains of the Rishoyim, Kiselatom Loisamos, their worms will never end, will never die, the fire will not be extinguished, and they will be a shame in front of all of humanity. So in context, it's not meant to be bad. It's meant to say that when Mashiach comes and the truth will become clear, so Tzadikim will enjoy Gilui Shechina, and will realize the reality of the end of Rishoyim. Still, since it ends, Hayyudei Roin L'chol Basar, we add, when we lay it here on Shabbos, we end, Vayyamidei Chadish B'Shechadish, Vayyamidei Shabbos B'Shabbatai, we repeat that again. To end this on is obviously good. We're afraid there may be somebody listening to the Haftarah and may not be catching the flow of the words, you know, and you talk about somebody in a Gehenna that's not extinguished, it doesn't leave you a good taste in your mouth. But it's as if it ended, an Amalek will be destroyed. So that's not bad. But still, you don't want to end with the word be destroyed, so that's why it's changed. So he explains the idea. Alpimaymer chachamenu zal b'chulin beria she'ein be'etzem eina miskayim yaisim mishnayim asachaydish. Typically, creatures in the world that don't have a vertebrae, that don't have a bone structure, don't live more than 12 months. A mosquito, a fly, a flea doesn't live more than 12 months. Also, a piece of charcoal certainly doesn't burn 12 months, but even the remnant of a burning building doesn't burn more than 12 months. So that Gehenim shouldn't be more than 12 months. The images of the punishment of after death, which is fire and worms, we have this idea that Gehenim is not more than 12 months. There's a certain level of Rasha who will stay in Gehenna for all time. The Gemara has an expression, Gehenim kala, vehein einim kalim. They'll outlive Gehenim, in Gehenim, so to speak. Sha'eshalem einik sharesh kiyimi maseyim, ve'ish atzmamu, it's the fire that's them. Akein amar osham, isham, their fire, salatim, their worms, v'telas atzmam, v'loi tomus, v'isham, loi sichpe. So what he's saying here is that the picture of Gehenim is not just the grave, which is awful enough. I think in Navardik, one of the Musar practices that they did would be to go to a dug grave and spend some time, climb down, lie down, and spend some time reflecting on life from that vantage point. So that's sort of a different kind of vantage point. So that idea, without climbing into the grave, is the idea of this Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying that a person should realize that the physical life is temporal, and that the permanence is in what a person accomplishes, and that's this idea.
When the Mishnah is talking about this, is it the same as people that we say Mohan Kailak Kolum Haba?
Yeah, we're talking about Rishon. The Gehenim doesn't cleanse. We're talking about people. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah lists certain levels of apikorsim, those are machtiyeh atzibur, who cause the tzibur to do averis and the like, that have no kapara even after the 12 months of Gehenim. Incidentally, since we just pierced Parshas Noach, someone asked me, Rashi says that on the Teva, none of the creatures procreated, none of the creatures except maybe the Irev, which violated the rules, but generally the creatures, the rule was that they didn't have offspring. So he asked me how the creatures that don't live 12 months survive the Mabel. What do you say to that?
An exception.
Yeah, God can make an exception, it's true. It's true. The question, there is a question, which is not, to which there seems to be a bit of a contradiction in answer, as to whether time stopped in the Mabel. We know that the celestial bodies stopped their rotation. I guess it means the earth stopped turning. Whether time stopped or whether time continued.
I thought Gizman throughout the entire episode,
Well, that's not it certainly felt like time was passing to Nayach. But the question was whether in absolute terms time passed. Now, when someone asked me this, I told them, well, it says Nayach was 600 when he went in. It was 601 when he came out. So it seems it passed. What?
40 days.
Rain for 40 days. There's no, you never read science fiction books. I mean, it felt like time was passing. The question was whether people aged, animals aged, whether just like all of nature ceased for the period of Mabel, did the aging process of the human being cease during that time? That's really the question. There is a pasuk that says Nayach lived 350 years after the Mabel, and when he died, he was 950 years old. It says as follows: Veichi Nayach achar Mabel shloish me'eh shana v'chamishim shana. He lived post Mabel 350 years. Vayihi kol yemei Nayach, and the entire life of Nayach was shame'eh shana v'chamishim shana v'yamos. Was 950. Since he was 600 when he entered, this would seem to indicate that the year didn't get added to the year. I saw this suffix, I think, in Rav Schwab's sefer. He doesn't bring this raya. Somebody, when he came into shul, one of the young men in shul brought me this raya. But there he just talks about this question, about whether it was, since nature stopped, whether the progressive aging of nature stopped as well.
So
maybe
in Mitzrayim, because there's a kasha of 120 years with Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yeah, I never heard anybody say Mitzrayim time stopped. You know, it's a hard thing. I told you I once had an elderly gentleman who started coming to my shir, and I complimented him. So he says to me, Rabbi, as I get older, time goes so fast. It's depressing. Time goes so fast. Rabbi, when I go to a shir, time slows down. It feels like forever. So, you know, it's his... I think he was joking. But, yes?
But the most celestial body during the Mabul.
They stop. They stop for the year. There's a medrash.
Whatever it is, it stays for a year.
Yeah, the rotation of the celestial body does not continue. And it doesn't prove anything. It seems to say the earth stopped rotating. But exactly what then?
The reception, as I see it in this, I see in the same position.
In the same position, yeah.
So it was day the whole time? For a year?
It was either day or night the whole time, yeah. Well, we see afterwards, it says that from now on, day and night will continue their regular rotation. The Pasuk says at the end of the Mabul that from now on, it's not going to happen again. Day and night will continue on the regular rotation. So, yeah.
What happened to gravity?
When
you stop the rotation.
No, gravity is not affected by rotation. Sure. No, that's not so. Gravity works on a still body also.
No. It doesn't. Gravity takes together.
Gravity could
down on the earth, and the earth fall down to the star, to the sun.
Okay, well, that's a separate issue. I don't, gravity, as far as we know, would exist even if the earth stood still. How the earth will be affected by the bodies, I can't tell you. Alright, it's really the same thing, A.B. said. Kadosh Baruch Hu made them live a year. So it's the same thing, I'm just saying God made them live a year because they didn't age for the year. It's the same, sort of the same answer. Okay, Din V'chesh V'lzei Melech Machayim Lecha Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is one of the most famous, quotes of the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, and we bear in mind Reb Chaim Volozhin is speaking here. So let me just tell you the short of it, and then we'll read the long of it. We say, very often we have the expression, din v'cheshbon, give an accounting. What is din and what is cheshbon? So the Gra taught, Reb Chaim Volozhin will explain a little more of an arichus, he taught the following. Now when you have to give a din v'cheshbon, let's say a person, A person did an aveira. I don't know what example to give. He tied his right shoe first and his left shoe second or something. He did something. He went and he spent 5 hours doing an aveira, whatever you can imagine. So he's going to give a din. The din is what he did for those 5 hours. He has to give an accounting. The cheshbon is what he could have done with those 5 hours. In other words, the din is what he did. And the cheshbon is what he could have done with those 5 hours. He could have done positive. So the din is the judgment. And the cheshbon, that's what cheshbon means, right? The cheshbon means figuring what he could have done. So the way Chaim Volozhin expresses it, the din is on the ma'isa, and the cheshbon is on the time. That he could have done something useful with his time. So let's see how he says this. Din v'cheshbon, din v'cheshbon, baruch hu, kofal loshin din v'cheshbon, the redundancy of the expression of din and cheshbon. Nirah pimashu b'yarnu leil ma'amar chazal. Moshe lemelech shemosel kelev la'avada pikhim shem kaflum v'nasam b'kupsa pikhum v'zirum shem v'guatzim tipchin kishem v'luchlachim. We learned this last time that the marshal of the soul that's given to a person is the marshal of a king who gives his royal clothing to a trusted servant to care for the clothing. So the loyal servants took care of it. They ironed it or they dyed it. They took care of it to make sure it was treated well. And the silly ones crumpled it up and threw it into a drawer. So at the end, the king gives schar to those who treated it well and gives an einish to those who crumpled it up. So you have here the din v'cheshbon. You have the improvement. And then you have the Rishayim, who not only didn't improve it, but who caused it to fall into a state of greater deterioration. One did is be careful, don't do bad things, don't mess up the clothing. That's not the kavana of creation, that you should stay the way you were created. We're here to improve ourselves, about yirdem ba'atzlas hazman, not to drift off in the laziness of time. Ragia zoriz l'saki mashakivin mishalchai l'zeh ha'ilam, to be quick to do God's intent when he sent into this world, and to do something positive, not only not to do something negative, but to be a zariz, you see an opportunity to do something positive. So that's the idea. It's every moment of our lives. It's a constant thing. And Shalom Aleichem, your name is?
Yaakov.
So Yaakov is about to leave. Right? About to leave. You're not going to do any aveiras, right? And Yaakov sat down here. So what happened? He chapped a rein. That's the cheshbon. That's the cheshbon of why he chapped a rein. I don't mean here, Dafka. There are a lot of people from Arav that walked out. Some of them were running to do a mitzvah, running to a chavrusa. But many of them could have sat down for 10 or 15 minutes. It wouldn't affect their night. You know, sit down here in shul for another 15 minutes and learn. So there's the din and the cheshbon. The din is if someone does something bad. And the cheshbon is the constant making a cheshbon, using what you have, using your time properly, and making use of it. And that's the idea of a person giving a din v'cheshbon with his time. It's Rabbi Yosef passed away today. I was remembering. I met him once. I met him in Tor HaVadas when I was 16 years old. He spoke in Tor HaVadas. I was 16, 74. I was a senior. And I still remember him. I remember the topic he gave his pilpul shir on. I mean, Sephardic style pilpul shir. And I think I still have the notes somewhere in my house. I also should have an audio tape. I had it. I know when I got married, and I bought this house. I know it's somewhere in the house, unless the audio tapes were thrown. I think it's still there somewhere. And then he gave Musar at the end, and he was the one who used his time. He really, you know, I was thinking today that when I grew up, Rav Moshe Feinstein was the Paisik. Rav Shach was the Manhig of the generation. Rav Yaakov was the one you went to for an Eitzah. And the stipler was the masmid, who didn't spend a second, you know, away from a sefer. And, you know, for that generation, Avad Yosef was all four. He was the paisik. He was the manik. He was the masmid. It was everything. So one of the stories I had seen about him was that when he used to say that when he came to Yerushalayim, as a boy, he was in Yeshiva Parat Yosef. There was one yeshiva for Sfaradim, and they had 80 Talmidim. That was it. 80 yeshiva boys from the whole Sephardic community were living in yeshiva. But he was a tremendous masmid all his life. So I remember reading, it was written by a Chassidish fellow, who was a shamus for a Chassidish Rebbe 30, 40 years ago in Eretz Yisrael, that Rav Avadya Yosef once was in a library, and he climbed up a ladder to learn from a sefer. So once up the ladder, he opened the sefer, and you know, he stayed on the ladder for a few hours. So that we heard, the masmidim, you know, that way. But by him, what at the end of the story was, he forgot he was on the ladder. He decided he wanted to write it down, and he stepped to his table, and he fell to the degree that he had to be hospitalized. And, so this Chassidish Rebbe went to visit him in the hospital. And this person who was writing it was the shamus. And the Rebbe, you know, Rebbes don't have time. They're in and out. They go in, give a bracha, walk out. And he said the Rebbe just sat there for a while talking to him. So afterwards he said, Rebbe, what happened? You know, you're in, you're out. So he said, this Yid, what's his illness? He's a chaylas ava. He's lovesick for Torah. So he said, I was hoping maybe it's contagious. You know, I'll stay a little bit. Maybe it's contagious. So he was a din v'cheshbon person. He spoke then. I remember two things he said in his busser. One thing he said was to learn more, to cover more ground. The way I remember, he said that I learned k'tzais hachayshin. The yeshivas, they learn k'tzais. They call it in yeshiva k'tzais. K'tzais means the edge, right? So it was a play on words. He said, you're learning too much k'tzais and too little chayshin. You know, you gotta learn the whole thing. So, I don't know, you talk about din v'cheshbon, you talk about a person who made a cheshbon in his life. I mean, what he accomplished was extraordinary, really extraordinary. It's hard. Alright, the generation goes. Anyway, that's the atos elite in din v'cheshbon, you know, it's, There's a din on what you do and a cheshbin on what you could have done. And to most people, it'll be a surprise the things they could have done. Yaakov, someday you'll be upstairs and they'll have a scale. It'll be a day of judgment. And they're going to put down these 15 minutes on the scale, you know, on the good side. And you'll say, wow, it's good I sat there. I don't mean you should stay here. I meant all of us. We, you know, we have to chap our eye more things on that side of the scale. It's no small thing.
Are they like finding alternatives? It's like thought process. Somebody may be more impressed by who you're standing before. Somebody might be more impressed by who you came.
In a way, it's true. Some people are moved by one thing and some people are moved by the other. Yeah, thinking about the grave, I don't know about you, it doesn't seem to work for me. Doesn't work so well. The din the cheshbon part hits home a little more. I don't know, just the way I am. Maybe some people are more emotional. Thinking about the grave helps. Some people are more technical, and thinking about din the cheshbon works. So maybe that's why it gives you the choices of what to imagine, and what to think of, what to put before you. So, all right. Okay, I mean, it's Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow night.